When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is happening? Man, I'm happy you're here today. It's another beautiful day, another chance to get done whatever you want to get done. And that's all we focus on around here all the time. Yes, there's all kinds of tips and ideas and strategies and ways to get there, new opportunities you can dive into. But really, it's all about you every single day deciding you're going to take steps in the direction you need to go to get what you want. That's it. And a lot of that includes a big, awesome, motivating mission. We'll talk about that today. And if you don't have one, you need to get one. It'll drive you and others around you. I'll explain that just a little bit as we go here, okay? It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Life begins when you move, but as we have learned a lot, particularly in the past few years, how long has it been now? Has it been 10 years? It's been just kind of crazy since about 2008. We have learned that life gets in the way big time. I think a lot of it's planned. It's people manipulating us. I think that's happening. So in the meantime, we have to figure out that, well, it's going to happen anyway. It always has. If there's something you want in life, whatever it happens to be, you want a better job, you want a better relationship, whatever it meant. I don't know why you're here. But you are the difference. You are your own mover and shaker. You are the one that makes it happen. And my job really is to cajole you just a little bit, to take a little bit of action today, to get a little bit motivated, a little bit inspired, to hear something today going, yes, I can do that. And then you go run with it. That's my job on this show. Now, off this show, my job is to hold you accountable, get in your face a little bit. But on this show, I can't do that. So I just need to pull you along if I can. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. I was running my anticipation engine in a big way. Have you heard those shows about the anticipation engine? I fire it up. That's what I call it. It's inside me. I just noticed that life is better when I'm anticipating something good that is coming. I have a vacation here in about a month for 2 weeks up in the mountains, and I'm so excited about it. I get excited about the smallest little things. I'm always trying to put something out there that's anticipating, like, wow, I can't wait, it's coming. This week, I'm going to see a concert. My neighbor laughed at me. She's going to see Rockville. Rockville's a big rock concert, 75 bands at the Daytona Speedway. It's about 5 miles away from me. She's going to see Rockville. And she said, are you seeing concerts? I said, yeah, I like to see concerts. I like to go and see the bands I grew up with, the bands that are hot today. I like to see a lot of concerts. I go all the time. I'm going to go see Air Supply tonight. Because Air Supply, that's all about love songs. That's soft rock. That's yacht rock. I said, yeah. And I'm taking my wife, and she loves that stuff. It's going to be awesome. And she goes, oh, I get where you're heading with this thing. You got to do something that fires you up. And sometimes you can't make it happen. And you should do it now, too, because there's an artist way back, a singer-songwriter from the 70s, some of you will know, Gordon Lightfoot. And Gordon Lightfoot was coming in concert, and I bought tickets to Gordon Lightfoot. Never seen him. I thought it'd be fun to go see Gordon. And then he died on me. I got my money back, but that didn't matter. But if there's anything that fires you up, go do it now. Because it could be you or it could be somebody else. That allows it not to happen. Let's talk about a big, awesome, motivating mission. I was on the phone with a friend of mine down in Colombia. Yesterday, a couple days ago, I guess, when he called. In the car, when he called me, Scott, I know what I'm going to be doing with my business. I have a new idea. I know which direction I'm heading. I've been working with him for a very, very long time. It's one of the things I do that I don't talk a whole lot about. But working with him and getting his messaging and everything he needs to run a business. And he got so excited about it. And yet it was very tactical. I'm going to do this, 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 and this. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. I said, yeah, but what's your mission? What's your movement here? My movement is very simple. We're a movement of movers. We're people who get out of bed every single day, and no matter what gets in the way, no matter how much life gets in the way, we're going to get on it and go after it and figure it out as we go. That's it. I said, what's yours? And it stumped him. Do you still dream really big about what you're going to do when you grow up? You should. I tell you what, if you want to be my buddy, and you can be my buddy really easily, all you have to do, I don't care how old you are, how young you are, it makes no difference. All you have to do is be fired up with anticipation and dreaming about what you're going to do tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and the rest of your life. And you're going to run out of time one day and you're not even going to know it. If you're that kind of person, I'm going to love you. If you're the kind of person who doesn't do that, who doesn't dream, who doesn't expand, who doesn't try to go places, we're not going to get along very well. We're not going to fight. I'm just, it's not who I hang out with. Do visions keep popping up in your head about what you want to do? If that's the case, do you know what your big, awesome, motivating mission is? Bam! Big, B-A-M, motivating mission, right? Do you know what that is? Because I promise you this, the very minute, write this down if you're a writer downer, if you're taking notes right now, and I see your notes all the time on Facebook, I know you do it. You got to have something bigger than yourself. You got to have something bigger than yourself, beyond what you think you can do, but you know you can if you had the chance. I think a lot of the problems we're having in our country right now is people aren't focused on things much bigger than themselves. They're focusing on themselves. We've got some moral issues going on right now, some things that are happening right now, that value issues that are going on, but mostly it's because people are not reaching beyond something bigger than themselves. They're just reaching for the next selfie. If you really want to be happy, you got to move towards something bigger than yourself. You got to take it off yourself. When you learn to serve in that manner, life will change for you. Bam, big, awesome, motivating mission. What dreams excite you and give you a feeling of happiness? I have yet to meet anybody who, after just a couple of minutes of conversation, I can't get them smiling a little bit. And usually it's like, yeah, man, it's about, if I only could, I haven't got there yet. I get it. Listen, it's a lifetime of not getting there yet. And once you get there, it's like, wait a second, I'm tired of this now. I want something else. It's a lifetime of going from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. You find what you love, you defend it. You find what you don't like, you get rid of it. That's what you do. So what fires you up? What gets your attention? Do you ever wake up in the morning and just one of those wild mornings when you wake up and for whatever reason, the weight of the world has gone away and you just have a moment of clarity where you just feel like you can do anything? I do every day. Well, 5 days a week. It's a lot. I just get excited about it. What scares you and excites you? So many people I work with on a regular basis, they get so excited, but it scares them so much they won't go after it. They freeze in their tracks. I can't drag you down that road. At some point, you have to decide to go. And when you decide to go, I'll go with you. I can try to motivate. I can try to inspire. I can do everything to get you there. I can tell you all the possible stories I can think of. But until you say, screw it, I embrace my fear, let's go, it won't happen. Because I got news for you. Every single thing you have never done before, and certainly anything that's bigger than you are, is going to scare you much more than it excites you. But having that mission, that big, awesome, motivating mission that's inside of you that drives you, something you know will not only change your world, will change the world, the world of others, will allow you to build a bit of a legacy and focus on something bigger than yourself. Bam! What makes you smile and say, if I could only get myself to... You fill in the blanks. This is a simple life we live in today. You can do whatever you want to do. Nobody is holding you down right now. It's up to you. You can make your choices. And you know that. How do you know that? Because you've done it before. Whether it worked out or didn't, doesn't matter. As long as you're walking and talking on this planet, you can do whatever you want to do. As long as you understand you need a big, awesome, motivating mission to drive you well beyond yourself. If you haven't figured that part out yet, think about that today. What's that thing that pushes me beyond so large it scares me, but I can't not do it? I gotta go. I'm firing up more than I ever have. I've been doing this a long time. I finally got to the point. I said, okay, let's take it to another level. Let's go. Let's have some fun. That's scary. Well, let's do it. Why not? All right, coming up. Willpower. Are you using your willpower? Have you noticed that willpower never sticks around and it's really hard to maintain your willpower to get done what you want to get done? My wife is taking me on a 30-day plant-based diet challenge. Willpower ain't going to get me there. I promise you that. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Hey, thank you, Daily Boost Premium members. I appreciate you supporting this show. If you'd like to be a premium member, just go to dailyboostpremium.com. Check out what we offer. Get signed up. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.